This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. At least one more life has been lost in Myanmar's anti-coup protests. Police and security forces fired live rounds into a crowd of protesters Sunday in the town of Bago near Yangon. That's according to witnesses and domestic media accounts cited by the Reuters news agency. Several hundred people gathered at a peaceful candlelit rally in Yangon Saturday, defying the 8 p.m. curfew imposed by the junta. In Insang Township, protesters laid candles and sang songs to honor the people killed. They also chanted to release former de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and arrested leaders from her National League for Democracy Party. At least 11 demonstrators were killed Saturday in Mandalay, the country's second largest city in Yangon, and in the central town of PA, where police and security forces opened fire on protesters who took to the streets again against the February 1st military coup. Central African Republic voted at heavily guarded polling stations in a second round of parliamentary elections on Sunday. The voting comes after rebel violence marred December's polls. Voting started smoothly with just slight delays across the capital, Bangui, according to the electoral body. Small lines of residents could be seen waiting to vote as large numbers of police and gendarmes stood by. Authorities are anxious to avoid a repeat of the turmoil surrounding December's vote when President Faustin Archange Touadéra won re-election. You can read more about this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. London's Metropolitan Police is under heavy pressure to explain its actions during a vigil for a woman whom one of the same force's officers is accused of murdering. Hundreds defied coronavirus restrictions to gather and protest violence against women, but the event ended with clashes between police and those attending. Home Secretary Preeti Patel said scenes from Saturday's vigil in South London were upsetting, and the capital's mayor, Sadiq Khan, said the police response was at times neither appropriate nor proportionate. The vigil was in memory of Sarah Everard, a 33-year-old woman who vanished while walking home in London. A police officer has been charged with her kidnapping and murder. Two states in Germany are voting Sunday for their new regional legislatures. Sunday's vote is 6 months ahead of general national elections, which will determine who succeeds the country's longtime chancellor, Angela Merkel. The votes in the southwestern state of Baden-Württemberg, an economic powerhouse region, and in the neighboring Rhineland-Palatinate state are seen as key for testing the national mood prior to the September 26th general elections. This will be the first time in more than 15 years in which Merkel will be absent. Public opinion polls taken recently have shown that support for Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union and its Bavarian conservative ally Christian Social Union has dropped to about 30% because Germans have been very unhappy with the coronavirus crisis management and with the slow and bureaucratic vaccination campaign. The U.S.'s Biden administration is turning to the Federal Emergency Management Agency for help managing and caring for record numbers of unaccompanied immigrant children who are streaming into the U.S. from Mexico. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says FEMA will support a government-wide effort over the next 3 months to safely receive, shelter, and transfer minor children who arrive alone at the U.S. southwest border. Government figures show a growing crisis at the border as hundreds of children illegally enter the U.S. daily from Mexico and are taken into custody. Some experts now say that threats from China and North Korea will loom large over the Biden administration's first cabinet-level trip abroad, part of a larger effort to bolster U.S. influence and calm concerns about America's role in Asia. A senior administration said Saturday that U.S. officials have tried to reach out to North Korea through multiple channels since last month. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.